Managing business intelligence operations in any type of organization is a challenge, but perhaps none more so than at healthcare organizations. After all, healthcare organizations, be it a hospital, outpatient clinic, or HMO, must collect and analyze not just financial data, but sensitive patient and clinical data as well that is often governed by strict privacy rules. To help business intelligence analysts and data managers at healthcare organizations, today we're speaking with Elizabeth Papias. Ms. Papias has over 25 years' experience in innovative use of data in healthcare organizations, including consulting, product development, and project management to support improved quality of care and efficiency. She has expertise in information needs of all three constituencies in healthcare: providers and integrated delivery systems, payers, including HMOs and insurance carriers, and purchasers. She has been nationally recognized for creating physician profiling using risk adjustment methodologies, and she has developed strategically valuable analytic methodologies for network-wide reporting. Welcome, Ella.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Great. Well, to start off, we'd like to talk about how, unlike most companies and businesses, healthcare organizations gather and analyze large amounts of clinical or patient data. So what are the biggest one or two data management or business intelligence challenges when it comes to healthcare organizations and this kind of clinical data, and how do people overcome them?
Well, I think I'd start off by saying that there are lots of different healthcare organizations, but they can be grouped into two broad categories. Providers of care, and that would include physicians, hospitals, ancillary providers like labs and imaging centers, and payers, HMOs, and companies that provide, that are agents to payers and provide services like case management and disease management. So all of those entities use different clinical systems, and they all have unique challenges, but they have certain common issues, and those are the ones I'll focus on. The first big issue is that the front-end clinical systems, such as electronic medical records and hospital systems, are designed to support care delivery. And there are many vendors, and even within single vendors, there are differences in how systems are configured. So while these systems do improve patient care by, you know, eliminating redundant tests being done, test results lost, or medication errors, the data coming out of those systems at the back end that people use for business intelligence is rarely useful without a tremendous amount of transformation and massaging. So all of these organizations have huge issues of consistency of data capture, and that is in terms of patient identifiers, provider identifiers, service codes, the way that you code what service the patient had, and definitions of the most basic units of analysis like the patient, the hospital stay, the encounter. There is no organization that finds those things easy. And then many organizations have to combine data from different sources, and those, you know, issues magnify. So there's an assumption that computerizing medical records will solve problems, but in fact, the more you computerize and try to increase what physicians are coding in hospitals, the more inconsistency you have in the data. And so the costs associated with data management and getting the data ready to analyze are really huge. And I would say in my experience, that can be over 50% of the effort goes into just getting the data to the point where you can make sense of it. The second big issue is the proliferation of quality measures and performance measures that healthcare organizations are required by either governmental agencies or customers like large employers, consulting companies. They come at healthcare organizations with each with their own favorite list of quality measures, and there are a lot of efforts to standardize those quality measures because it's recognized by all parties that this creates a huge burden and a cost to provider organizations, but there's still a lot of proliferation. So healthcare organizations are sort of constantly being bombarded by external requests for data. And again, because they're having their own internal problems collecting the data and making sense of it, it's very expensive for them to respond to those requests, but they usually have no choice but to respond. And then the third area, I'd say, is HIPAA. The HIPAA has created a need for lots of additional layers of security and administration of that security, and organizations have to think very carefully about how to structure their security model so people who have a legitimate reason for looking at the data can do so, but people who don't get to see patient identifiers, and they only look at de-identified data. And that's a challenge. It's certainly doable, but I think HIPAA has kind of focused organizations on that appropriately in a way that they perhaps hadn't before.
Well, like all organizations, however, healthcare organizations also collect and analyze large amounts of financial data, whether it be profit and loss figures, revenue data. So what kind of financial data is most important at healthcare organizations, and how does the analysis of that financial data and clinical data sort of overlap, and what complications does that create?
Well, you know, the reimbursement methodologies have evolved, and in a way the data challenges kind of have evolved with the reimbursement models. In the old days, everything was fee-for-service, and so organizations would look at unit cost, you know, and efficiency and volume of services provided. Then when the model, at least in this state, became overwhelmingly capitation, you still needed to look at issues of volume, but there were other things financially driving whether an organization did well financially or didn't do well financially. And so they would have to look at the same data, but in a different way. What we've evolved to largely here now is so-called pay-for-performance, P4P, and that's where quality and financial data become very much entangled, because pay-for-performance involves organizations like HMOs setting quality measures that they want provider organizations to achieve in order to get extra money. So they pay them on a fee schedule, but then there's additional money that gets paid in the form of bonuses. And most of those performance measures are clinical. So it used to be that the finance people could just worry about dollars and cents and the clinical people could worry about patient care. But as the reimbursement has become more and more sophisticated, the lines have become blurred, and the finance people care about quality as much as the clinicians do, and the clinicians have to worry about efficiency in a way that in the past only the finance people had to. So there is very much a blurring of the lines between what constitutes financial data and what constitutes clinical data. And yet they still have to look at quality, unit cost, and efficiency. It's just that they're approaching it from a different perspective.
So in your experience, typically how are business intelligence teams organized within healthcare organizations, and usually who's in charge, or is there a usual situation, or they differ by organization?
I would say every organization evolves in its own way. So in terms of, there's really two aspects to what you're saying. One is, where does the business intelligence function report into in terms of the organizational structure? And the other piece is, what kind of people are in what kinds of departments? Are they all together in one, or are they split? And I'll tell you what I mean. So BI, Data Warehouse, can report into the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer, the Chief Medical Officer, the Chief Operating Officer, or the CIO. And I've seen pretty much every flavor of that, and they have their pros and cons. So if business intelligence is under the CFO, the CFO can, the other groups like the CMO, typically there's a bit of a tension between the finance side and the clinical side as to who's getting the resources that they need to do what they need to do. And unfortunately, I've mostly seen where if business intelligence is in the finance side of the house, then the clinical side of the house thinks it's getting shortchanged, and vice versa. The same thing happens if it's under the CMO. And actually, that's unusual for it to be under the CMO. Chief Operating Officer, that tends to be kind of viewed as a neutral territory, and that's a good place for the BI organization to sit. But typically, the COO doesn't need as much from that group as the CFO and the CMO do. And so sometimes those groups don't get the priority that they need when they report into the COO. And then a lot of organizations have it sitting under the CIO, which has some advantages. There's obviously a lot of overlap between what the BI folks do and what the IT folks do, and BI folks need a lot of support from the IT department. But when the data warehouse people are pitted for resources against the clinical systems always win. And so in a way, the data warehousing group sometimes doesn't do well by being within the CIO's department. So, you know, I think every organization, the bottom line, I think, is that business intelligence should sit in the part of the organization that cares the most about it, that will make sure that it gets resourced, that has, you know, an executive-level person that will be the champion and fight for it. And it can be any one of those people, but it has to be in a place where it's supported.
Okay, and finally, what words of advice would you have for healthcare BI analysts and directors struggling to meet these demands that we've talked about today at their organizations?
Well, one of their biggest challenges is that there are a lot of business intelligence vendors and products out there. And in my experience, much of the kinds of analysis that you have to do in a healthcare organization is ad hoc by nature. And so there's not necessarily a great fit between the BI products that are out there and the kind of work that healthcare analysts really need to do. So I think my top recommendation or word of advice would be that people need to understand that there's nothing wrong with having a lot of the work be ad hoc. It's the nature of the beast, I think, probably in healthcare more so than in other industries. And so you've got to leverage the BI products to get the functionality that you need, but not more than you need, and also to recognize that typically you will need more than one tool, that there isn't, to my knowledge, a tool out there that will meet all the ad hoc needs and the standard reporting needs. And I think the more sophisticated healthcare organizations recognize that and understand that they're going to need at least two tools. For example, you know, the analysts who have to do ad hoc work might have to be working in SaaS, and the people that are doing standard reporting might have, you know, one of the products like Business Objects or Crystal or something, or Cognos. So there isn't, one size does not fit all, and it's a matter of, you know, balancing the need for functionality and the talents and skills that you already have in the organization and sort of striking the right balance between ad hoc and standard reporting.
Great. That was excellent advice. Well, thanks so much for your time, Taella. We really appreciate
it. It was a pleasure. Thank you.